is a new wave cover of that song that is so good. It's along the lines of Devo doing Satisfaction.
Really?
But it's even weirder. Polyphonic Size. There's a Polyphonic Spree out
there.
That's
what I've heard of. Yeah,
but this is Polyphonic Size that do Mother's Little Helper.
Never heard that.
So awesome.
Is it good?
It's really weird German weirdo. You would love it. I don't know that anybody else would. Yes. But you would
definitely. So this is a...
appreciate it.
An idea for one, just for me.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, there's three of us, I think, in the world.
Okay.
The, like, Polyphonic Sizes cover of that song.
It is Kevin and Sligo. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. On the program today, give me five.
Yeah.
California bands.
Yeah, we did the British Invasion yesterday, so I thought we should take care of our little home state.
That is five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme, and it's California bands. We're going to talk about a four-day work week. There's a huge study going on now.
Yes, it's getting serious.
80 businesses. And thousands of people.
Yeah.
4-day work week without lowering your salary.
Yes. And it's working in Europe and everything.
Correct.
So would you imagine we just come in here Monday through Thursday,
no,
which means
you and
Thursday
I have...
is now my Friday. Woo! I'm on board.
I think you and I have pretty cushy jobs. Maybe we shouldn't complain about.
That's beside the point, man.
I know we slave hard on this show, but
over this hot microphone.
People Are Dumb is coming up in One American Dollar.
Yes, I have a little quiz for you.
Oh, excellent.
I had a chance for you to win a dollar today.
And your Disney tickets as well.
That's right.
95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Got to say, just like in Stranger Things, I was listening to that exact song on a crappy little cassette boom box back in the day.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I first saw it on there. I'm like, oh, damn, look at that.
Did you walk around with the boombox on your shoulder?
No, I had it in my car, and I had, like, put in speakers in the back, and it totally sucked, and it was awful, but that was, you know, life in the 80s.
All right.
Yeah.
Pop me up for this next feature.
Oh, nice.
Because I may have something for you.
Okay, talk to me.
All right. What are we going to do?
We are going to do One American Dollar. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Contain your excitement, please.
Yeah, that's the best I got.
Oh, how good.
Okay, good.
We can't wait for that.
One American Dollar, great.
Hey, let me ask you a question about a little game of ours, Kevin. Are people allowed to play along at home?
I mean, they are.
Well, kind of dangerous.
But they don't get One American Dollar.
Oh,
no, only you and I qualify.
And usually you have a nice, crisp American dollar to offer to me.
I do.
I'm assuming you get those jammed in your G-string when you're dancing.
Thank you for understanding that. I have an endless supply.
Unfortunately, I don't have a crisp dollar, but I do.
Oh, I see.
Take a listen.
No, I don't want
four quarters. Four shiny quarters.
No, that's
BS. Could be yours.
Nope, that's BS.
You can go do your laundry finally.
All right, so I'm guessing, what's the category?
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting. I ran across this on Loudwire today. Metallica were ranked 6th based on the most amount of tickets sold. Hold on a second. Let's see what the actual year was. Oh, the last four decades.
Four decades.
Yes. They have sold 19,468,173 tickets. But that means that there are five bands who have sold more tickets. So my question to you, young Kevin, on One American Dollar is, what are those five bands? If you can give me three of them, I'll give you these quarters.
I don't want the quarters.
You're taking the quarters. Even if you lose, you're taking the quarters. I don't want them.
Live concerts for the last four decades. 40 years.
Yeah, 40 years. The bands that have sold the most tickets.
So they have to be...
More than Metallica.
Clearly classic rock, like, I'm going to guess number one is Paul McCartney. Because
Paul McCartney
tours a lot.
Oh, I need my...
And his tickets are expensive.
I need my...
Really? That's
not
right?
No, I'm afraid not.
What?
Nope. He's not on that list.
What? Really?
Yeah. You know what? I think now I'm changing this. You do need to take these quarters if you lose, because I just want to get rid of them, and I think you're going to lose.
You don't understand the thing. Is if I win, I get the dollar.
Oh, well.
If I lose, you have to keep it. So, suck on that.
Well, you got two more guesses. You just got to get them five.
Sold the most concert tickets in the last 40 years.
Yes, apart from Metallica.
Metallica is
Lars
six.
Is so angry that he came in sixth.
Rolling Stones.
Ding, 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 ding.
They've been
ding,
touring
ding.
Forever. That makes sense.
Very good.
Their tickets are getting expensive, so that makes sense.
There you go.
I got one.
Yep.
All right.
And you can keep guessing until you...
40 years. I think I'm going to go with...
There you go. Two more wrong.
The Eagles.
That's no, what are you ringing the bell for?
I thought you
Who
were...
told you to ring the bell? There you go.
Oh, I thought you were saying the Eagles like
I
it
know.
Was
I
right.
wanted you to think that. I wanted you to think you were going to
Son
win.
Of a bitch. So they're not even in the top
no,
five.
No, they're not.
Bands that have been on the road forever.
Yeah, 40 years.
Sold a lot of tickets for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
How is Paul McCartney not in there?
I know, it's kind of weird. Well, let's call him up and ask him. We have his phone number still, right? That time we talked to him, we kept
Led Zeppelin.
Number.
Just kidding.
Led Zeppelin.
Nope, just kidding. Wow. Paul McCartney threw me off. That was the only given I had.
Yeah.
Like, that was a guarantee in my mind.
Right.
That
sure.
was a guarantee.
Yeah, of course. I could give you a hint. I just am a nice fellow that way.
All right, give me a hint.
It is a band you, I know for sure, have seen one of them, of those. I know
what?
For a fact.
One of the remaining four?
Yes.
I've seen live?
Absolutely, without any doubt.
Okay. Wow. But I've seen, wow.
Yeah, I know. You've seen a couple of bands.
I've seen a lot of bands. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Maybe it'll help if you look at this quarter. Look at this quarter. Isn't that nice?
That doesn't help me do anything.
Oh, I thought it would.
I'm trying to figure out, because if Paul McCartney isn't there.
I remember who y'all sees that. I already forgot.
And the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
There.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You would think the Eagles. Oh, they haven't. I mean, the Eagles haven't done anything for quite some time. They got the Hell Freezes Over tour. It, yeah. Which came
and
back.
And it's super expensive.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Maybe I was thinking of gross.
Most tickets. We're talking most
tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it somebody that I don't like?
I've already given you a hint. Right. Oh, you mean, is that what you're saying? Well, no, I've already given you a hint. I can't.
You've already given me a hint.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's, you know. Somebody that I've seen. Wow.
I mean, you have seen them.
More than once?
I don't know about that. I know you've seen them once.
Wow, nothing's coming to my head.
Isn't that frustrating?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you know, people are at home
is it
screaming
classic
bands.
Rock? Yeah, of course. People are at home are all screaming.
I need my dollar, man. I'm a very poor man. Oh, wait.
Is it all classic
that.
Rock?
Is
it our format?
I'll tell you that.
Is it not our format? How about not our format?
Well,
that doesn't
give
me
a lot of.
That
I don't
doesn't
know.
Give me
I don't
very
know.
Much direction. Do we play them?
We have played everyone on this list at one time or another. In KLOS's. Storied history. Hey, get away from your phone. Put that phone down.
Let me think.
Put the phone down, Mo.
Well, I was going to guess Foo Fighters, but they didn't start till the 1990s.
Yeah. So that may
they
not
started
be.
Started like 1996.
May not be a wise guess,
something.
Or I don't know. I don't know.
Doing math.
I don't remember how many guesses you have left. Oh, you've done two wrong, so you get one more wrong. That's a damn shame. I want you to win this, don't worry, man.
Ray Stevens.
Whoa!
No, I'm just kidding.
They call him the street.
I can't,
boogity, boogity.
I've seen him.
I'll give you one more hint. It
Please.
Sounds a little like that, what you just said to me.
What did you
in
say?
In my mind.
Fleetwood
Ray
Mac?
Stevens.
Oh, Ray Stevens. Oh. Ray Stevens.
Yeah.
What?
I know someone at home who's going, oh, man, that's a major hint right there. But not really. It's really not.
Splay Splevens.
But in its own way.
That doesn't help me.
I love Splay Splevens. So I'm at.
I don't know. I got nothing.
You want to know?
Yeah.
One more guess? You don't want to take a guess? You're going to.
Fleetwood Mac.
You're going to be Fleetwood Mac. No. No. You're going to be so upset.
Okay.
I'm going to start at the bottom. So number five, Elton John.
I've seen him probably 10 times.
Really? I haven't even gotten to the one you've seen for sure.
Oh, wow, that hurts.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
I have seen him once.
Number four.
Yeah.
Now you said the Rolling Stones. You got that one right. Are you ready for this one? This is the one I was saying Ray Stevens-ish. This made me a little angry.
All right, what is
How many
it?
Tickets anyway? The Dave Matthews Band is number two.
Oh, they've been touring forever.
Yes.
I don't think of them because they're not high profile.
Right. But doesn't it sound a little like Ray Stevens?
They do sell tickets.
Yes, big time. Like Grateful Dead back in the
I'm
day.
Sorry. The Dave Matthews Band sounds like Ray Stevens?
Does,
what
to
are
me
you
it does.
About?
I told you that. It did. In
is
my
it?
Brain.
What?
All right, but here's the one that you saw that you're going to like, come on.
Oh, there's still one
Durr.
I've seen.
Okay. Yeah, number one. The most selling tickets ever.
All right.
In the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
That would be you too. We stood there and watched them together on a tiny little stage at a little show.
I've seen you too 10 times.
Yeah, you saw you too.
Wow.
With like four other people.
Wow.
Damn it. So I'm retaining my dollar today.
That is not the outcome I had.
I told you this was kind of weirdly hard.
That's crazy. Dave Matthews Band.
Thank you. You'd be killing. It's tricky.
No, that's...
Oh, wrong one?
No, the zero's
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I was confused.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sometimes people are... All people are dumb.
That's a fact.
At times.
That's no doubt.
Sometimes people are incredible dumb. And then we like to highlight them in our feature, People Are Dumb. Or whatever you call it.
People are dumb.
Steve.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Ooh. Criminals called the cops on themselves. This is a hilarious story. Leland Ayala Doliente and Holland Sword.
Sword.
Packed their car with 20 pounds of marijuana.
Sweet.
And headed from California to Montana.
What are you going to Montana for?
I guess to sell it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
As the pair crossed the Nevada, Idaho border.
Idaho.
They suspected policemen in civilian cars were behind them.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that car back there has totally got cops in it.
They were clearly smoking their own stuff.
Hands off the product.
They got paranoid. Nah. They started seeing a bunch of cars that were following them.
Come
on. Policemen.
What kind of salesmen are these?
The pair's paranoia grew, and a few miles down the road, they pulled over and called 911.
Why? Why?
Here's what they said, and I quote, "Hi.
Hi, dudes.
We're the two dumbasses that got caught trying to bring some stuff through your border.
You've got to be kidding me.
And all your cops are just driving around us like a bunch of jack wagons, and I'd just like for you guys to end it."
And the operator's going, "All right, we got an idiot on the
line." The operator, who had no idea what he was talking about.
Nope. But I would imagine kind of acted like, "Oh, yeah, 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 where are you guys?" Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. There were no police following the young man, but she sent the police out to the location.
Oh, dudes.
The men had their hands on their heads.
Oh, come on.
They're begging. They might as well have just driven to the police station.
Right.
They had their hands on their heads when the officers arrived. They also placed 20 pounds of marijuana tied in a garbage bag on the side of the road. So that the cops didn't have to search their car.
It's right there, dude.
Both men were arrested and charged with felony drug trafficking.
Oh, man.
And the police were unaware of their activities.
Of course they were.
Until they called 911.
I will say that's probably my first ever favorite rock song, 1970. My sister had the album right away, was playing it in her room. My dad was having a meltdown.
Of course.
What is that satanic and because your
dad,
crap?
Because your dad was having a meltdown, you loved it.
I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. That's some good stuff. I mean, I like the really bad pop and stuff, but the first time I heard that, I'm like, wow, that's cool.
That's a long time ago, dude.
That's a long time ago.
You are 100.
What?
Here's the headline. How the world's biggest four-day work week trial run changed people's lives.
Oh,
this is a real thing that's happening in Britain.
This is exciting. I'm very excited about this possibility.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. More than 2 years into the pandemic, there are still a tremendous amount of jobs available because people who stopped working realized, oh, you know what? I'm not happy working.
Or I don't want to go back into an office. I got to tell you, man, and no joke, I wasn't sure at first if I would really be able to do my work at home as well as I would in the office.
Right.
And I do 420 different jobs. And I have to say, what I do at home.
Your concentration at home is just as good?
Way through the roof.
Better.
Yes.
Wow.
So I was going to sit around and talk with everybody or whatever. So my output's much better.
Apparently, in the United States, there's 1.9 jobs for every one person.
Wow. Okay.
So
Help
wanted everywhere.
Yeah.
More than 2 years into the pandemic, many have burned out, quit their jobs, or struggling to make ends meet. For the past 8 weeks, thousands of people in the United Kingdom have tested a 4-day schedule.
That's so exciting.
Here's the key, with no cut to their pay.
Yeah, that's the amazing part. And I bet the productivity is not suffered at all.
Well, it's the world's biggest trial of a 4-day work week so far. The 6-month pilot commits 3,300 workers across 70 companies to work 80% of their usual week in exchange for promising to maintain 100% of their productivity.
Right.
I'm going to keep up what I used to do in 5 days, in 4 days.
Well, you know, when Ford basically is always credited, and I don't know how true that is, I've never dug into it, with creating the Saturday. You know, you got stuff to do, you got to do your Sunday stuff and go to church or whatever.
Right.
But after you're done making the cars for 5 days a week, let's do this extra day off so you can get stuff done for the family. And now it's 2022. We can do a lot more at home. We really need to relax.
And we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. If you think your job would be able to accomplish this at your job.
Clearly, there are certain jobs, nurses, doctors,
of course,
emergency, would not be able to participate.
Super important people like us. You know what I mean? The program is being run in partnership with researchers from Cambridge University, Oxford, and Boston College. And this is what Lisa Gilbert says, a leading services manager at a bank. She says, I can really enjoy my weekend now because I've got Friday for my chores.
Exactly.
And for my other bits and pieces of stuff that I need to do.
That's right.
And then I have Saturday, Sunday to enjoy my life.
Damn straight.
Instead of filling up Saturday.
And I am still working. I'm due 6 days a week, basically, I work. So, I mean, if I could ever get down to 4 days a week.
This is a real thing that's happening.
I don't think it's ever going to happen for some of us. But I think some people can do it fine.
For you and I. It shouldn't happen for you and I. Let's be honest.
Let me work or two.
What about you? Could you do it?
Would you be able to do that at your job?
And keep up the level of...
The productivity can't suffer.
I wonder if anybody would not want to.
That's a great question.
Wouldn't that be weird? No, I really need my 5 days a week, you know?
Because I know that there are other jobs like EMT and stuff like that where they work 3 days, but they're way longer.
Yes. Insanely long.
They haven't mentioned adding any hours to the 4 days.
Right.
None. It's just a four-day work week.
Regular 8 hours or whatever.
Yes. So you're working 32 hours instead of 40. Can you keep your productivity up?
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying yes, because it's worth it to me to have 3 days off.
Well, plus you can do so much more, so much faster.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, the way we used to do things 20 years ago is just so insane and backwards.
You can do anything from home now.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think this might be a thing that might actually... There are a lot of people going, we need workers.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can think of? Oh, well, here's
one.
How about
a four-day work week?
Four-day work week would probably get a lot of people interested.
Yeah.
Because then they get 3 days off every week.
Hell yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. A four-day work week. Could you do it? We're talking about a four-day work week. You work 4 days, you get three off.
Now, this is what they're doing in Europe right now. Mm-hmm. What they're trying out is it's still eight-hour days.
Right. You are promising that you will get all of your work done, 100% productivity.
And they don't cut your pay.
In 4 days.
Yes.
But you get three off.
I think that is a brilliant idea.
Could you make that work?
I already do a four-day work week. Four 10-hour days, though.
Oh, you do? Oh. So you add a couple hours. I think I would actually think about that, because having 3 days in a row off would be worth it.
Oh, I love it. And I got Mondays off, so during football season, it's the best.
That's good thinking.
Nice. What is it you do?
Yeah. I work for a public entity. I'm an arborist. Tree guy.
So the 10-hour day does not like destroy you. It doesn't ruin you.
Nah, I'm former military where you did 12.
Ah, well, there you go. You're actually doing real work. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Well, there you go. One vote for.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hello, my name is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. You could work 4 days a week. You would love that and keep your productivity up?
Actually, I do that at work right now.
Ah. First of all, you said doo-doo. Second of all, where do you work?
That will never fly past Kevin without notice.
Where do you work?
I don't want to say it, but big hospital.
Okay, hospital.
Yeah.
Are you a nurse?
No.
Okay.
Where do you keep the cash in your house? Oh, wait, that's not one of the questions.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
But so you have like 3 days off pretty much every week, is that right?
Yes, So we work 4 days and we're off 3 days.
And would you recommend that for the rest of us, the unwashed masses?
Yes, but we work 10 hours.
Yeah, so that's kind of the thing.
So that does seem like it would add to the stress, but I honestly think it would be worth the trade-off of having three days in a row
off.
You
get an extra day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's totally worth it to you, even though you have to work 10-hour days.
Yes, it was hard at first to get used to, but it's worth it.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Right on. Thanks for checking in. 818-955-KLOS.
The four-day work week. Could you make it work?
A couple from Ian Astbury and his Cult on a 2 for Tuesday. Man, do I love that band.
Yes, you do. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. A four-day work week. You get 3 days off every week.
And they're trying it in certain places on the globe here.
They're doing a whole study in Europe, in Britain.
Hope it comes here. I hope it happens here.
And would you like that?
Oh, I already do that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Everybody that we're talking to already does that.
We're the only ones not doing it.
We're so dumb.
What is it you do?
I'm a truck driver.
Oh, all right. So you're out there 4 days, and then you take 3 days being off the road. That's got to be like a weight off the world off your shoulders.
Right. Well, the thing of it is, though, so I start Saturday night at 8 p.m.
Okay.
So I go from Phoenix to L.A. That's actually where I'm at right now.
6 hours? 7 hours? 6 hours?
Yeah, but I'm paid for 9.
Cause nice.
They have it. My whole route is pre-scheduled, so they account for 9 hours to here.
That is 9 hours. Dull back. Drive, dude.
That yeah,
is
man, dude. Dull, I've done that. I've done that drive a number of times. I don't know how you and when, especially with those idiot drivers, and it's two lanes out there in the desert. Damn, hats off, man.
And I'm in a semi with about 40,000 pounds.
Woo!
Wow.
I'm almost 40,000 pounds myself, but that's
so,
just me,
right?
So you love the 3 day. Tell us about the 3 days off.
Yeah. What do you do?
So the 3 days off. So I dropped my load off.
Excuse me.
I dropped my load off. Right. My delivery. Right. I dropped my delivery off at 2 a.m. Wednesday, mm-hmm. and then I'm don't have to be back until 8 a.m. Saturday night.
Oh,
or 8 p.m.
8
p.m.
That's pretty great. Saturday
night. Yeah. All right. What's the name of your cab? Your truck.
You don't need to tell
Pony
us.
Boy.
Huh? Tony Boy.
Tony Boy. All right.
Right on.
Yeah. Huh? I named my truck Pony Boy.
Pony Boy. That's right. Awesome. Dude, I love that. Hats off. It was the first job I wanted was driving a truck. So I've always been sort of.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, I imagine.
It's fun. I mean.
Not that route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that. Not. I mean, I don't mind the paycheck.
Yeah, of course.
Right on, man.
Of course. Thank you.
Dude, thanks for checking in. 818-955-KLOS.
The 4 day work week, but you could keep your productivity up. Are you in? We're talking about 4 day work week, and we're talking about it because they're doing a huge study in England, and there's a lot of people in the United States who need workers. There's a lot of available jobs, and people are not taking them.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, well, maybe what if we offered four days?
Yeah. Same amount of pay.
Same amount of pay.
8 hours a day.
You promised the same amount of productivity.
Can you do it?
Could you do that? Hello.
I don't think I could ever go back to a 4 day work week.
From a 5 day?
Right now it's a 2 day work week. Okay. Next week it's a 3 day work week.
Okay.
And you know, today is 2 hours.
All right, bragger. All right. what do you do?
It's my own company.
Your own company. Okay. That's what we should have done. We should have opened our own radio station.
Yeah, sure.
Years ago.
One of them is for Kevin here because I do.
Great.
I basically clean up after dogs.
Okay.
The other one, I sell rubber mulch.
Wow.
You are seriously surrounded by doo-doo.
It's all about the poop.
You should get into politics.
Indeed. It's always a crappy day.
That should be your motto. That's beautiful.
2 days
Dude,
a
thanks
week.
For calling, man. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Jake from yesterday that set the couch on fire. I was on hold for 45 minutes, and right when you guys said hello, I barely got to it. You hung up.
That'll teach you.
Yeah.
Did you learn a valuable lesson?
What are you calling about today?
Well, I don't do 4 days a week, but I'm a longshoreman, and we can pick our schedule. We don't have to show up or even call in.
I mean, having lived in New York, it's a shame and awful for me to have to ask, but what exactly is a longshoreman? I've always wondered, what does that mean exactly?
Basically, everything that comes in, you know, from other countries or wherever, if it needs to be shipped on those giant boats,
right.
We're the guys that pull it off. So brand new cars that come in, citrus, I mean, clothing,
right?
You know, everything.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What do you think about that that big ship that sank with all them fancy ass cars a few months ago? What was that about? That just seems so
hilarious. Weird.
Yeah, very funny, but
yeah, you know, they won't really tell us exactly what happened. You know, it's kind of hush hush.
It's very suspicious. It just looks like some sort of insurance scam to me.
Wait, let me ask you a question though. How does the employer? If you could show up whenever you want and not show up whenever you want, how does the employer know he's going to have enough people?
So that's the thing about the longshoremen is we're numbered. We have numbers. So if you don't show up, basically somebody else is going to take your job. It's very rare that not enough workers show up to fill the actual, you know, the jobs for the night.
Interesting.
Wow. Very interesting.
And if you want to, you can, like, you can double up, triple up. I mean, I've done 6 shifts in a row, like literally probably 10 hours of sleep.
Wow.
How's that meth treating you?
By the time the night comes around, you have a fourth, fifth wind come in. It's a trip.
Wow.
So you work like a week on, a week off. That doesn't sound like the thing for me.
We're very lazy people. Yeah, we're extremely lazy.
To the oil field, so that was seven on, seven off.
Oof. Woofta.
Wow.
Wow. Well, yeah. Thanks for checking in, man. Thanks for holding on for a long time the other day. Thanks for calling, man.
You guys have a good night, man.
Thank you. You too. Take care. 818-955-KLOS.
Do you even work 5 days? And if you do, would you like to work four?
Yeah, we haven't run into anybody
Zero.
Yet.
Two for Tuesday. Brought to you by Huntington Beach Harley-Davidson and Riverside Harley-Davidson. 955-KLOS.
And that means we got another AC/DC song sitting right here, which I'm very excited about. But
we also have tickets for Disney California Adventure coming up in a few minutes.
Listen very soon.
When we're talking about calling. Right now we're talking about a four-day work week. Would that work?
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Roger from Orange County.
Hey, what's up, Roger?
Four-day work week. What do you think?
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't?
Production-wise at work, I could do it, but I'd be broke by an extra day off.
Well, they're saying they're going to pay the same amount. What they're doing in England for this little this test is actually paying. They're not cutting salary at all.
Hold up, though. You're saying if you have 3 days off, you're going to spend more?
That's right. I'll have an extra day to spend my money.
Oh.
Interesting.
That's very wise of you to not trust yourself.
How about that? Well, you're very smart.
I don't trust myself at all.
All right. Yeah, I know. I suck.
And
so
you've earned it.
I'm terrible at it. I spend that money.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Colin.
KLOS, hello.
Interesting.
Hi, honey. I finally got you.
Yes. Did you just burp?
Yeah. Was that a burp?
No, I just had to shut off your station.
Liar. Gotcha. Burp. Well, a lot of people should do that.
All right. You did the right thing. Do you work
honey,
5 days?
Honey,
do you work?
I want to talk to you about. Okay. I was a nurse my whole life.
Okay.
And the best thing that ever happened to me was 3 12-hour shifts a week, 36 hours. You get paid for 40. And you got 4 days off.
I got to tell you,
and
I don't want to. Hold
and
on.
Then I had 12 days off a week, honey, every other week.
12 days off a week?
Yeah, they do
crazy
that a lot.
Schedule.
But let me ask you a question.
Shut your mouth and shut it and shut up and shut up.
8 days off. 8 days off.
All right, you have to let us.
952 days off. So, I mean, I've always wondered with nurses when they're on those incredibly long shifts, by the end of them, aren't you starting to accidentally give people the wrong medicine?
I don't want to be a patient in your 11th hour, honey.
Look at it this way.
She's a nurse for sure.
Yeah.
If we don't get our R&R, we ain't going to be no use. So listen, okay, I still got.
You accidentally gave people the wrong medicine a lot, didn't you?
No.
That's why you're not a nurse anymore.
But as a nurse, we were so overworked.
Sure. No kidding. I mean, I have nothing but respect for nurses.
Line.
Yeah, yeah.
Oncology. Right. Three of my best RN buddies all turn into, we get in trouble with the board for drugs, alcohol, writing our own scripts. Yeah, because insanity. 12 hours without.
Of course! That's what you are! That was our point!
And, oh, yeah. And invariably, 12, especially I'm slow, turns into 14.
Right.
Yep. Again? Well, at least I'm thorough, man.
Right. All right, we have to go.
It is excruciating. Right, but if you get a job like.
We have to
like
go.
In Little Babies.
We're going to start singing here in a second.
We have to go.
Woo!
Okay, thank you for calling.
Oh, he's going to sing.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
With another four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park up for grabs this hour.
This is Southern California's rock station.
That's very soon, but right this second.
Give me five
songs in a row.
This isn't what Coast FM used to sound like.
Songs in a row.
Sort of real sexy like.
Five songs in a row with a theme every day at 5 o'clock. Today's theme, California bands.
California! Woo!
Five
What's
songs
your
in a row.
Favorite California band. I mean, you know, it'd be nice if they're from Los Angeles, but wherever.
818-955-KLOS or at Kevin and Sligo on Twitter.
Give me five. Boo! That's the band that helped you lose a dollar today, Kevin.
That was one of my guesses, and it was wrong.
One American dollar, and it was the most tickets sold in the last 40 years, and you guessed the Eagles.
I did.
Damn it.
And I'm sure they're on the list somewhere. They're just not in the top five.
It's Gimme Five, and today it's California bands. What band are you voting for?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice. Right on. Who are you?
Xavier. Anaheim. I just there this Sunday at the SoFi Stadium. I went to go see
Saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Beck.
Yes.
And the video I've seen from inside that show was like amazing. Not only Beck, but Red Hot Chili Peppers in particular were just on fire. Is that correct, sir? Was that your experience?
Amazing performance. They still got it.
Our theme today is California Band.
And here for Xavier, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Love you guys. Thank you.
You are listening to Give Me Five. We play five songs in a row with a theme every day at five.
And today it's about the best California. Dr. Feelgood, Motley Crue from California, Jane's Addiction from California, Ben Caught Stealing, Eagles, of course, Life in the Fast Lane, Danny California there. For Xavier, who requested some RHCP, just went to see him at SoFi. And, clearly Van Halen's going to be at the top.
Has to be.
I mean, there's just no, you know. What song, though? Going to be this one, I've decided, just because.
Just because you like it?
I like it.
All right.
Everybody wants song. Number one.
It's not number one. We don't do
that's
one.
Right.
No order.
No. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's what they said when we were winning our little trophies.
California Bands.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I was stuck in traffic, and I looked for a playlist of stuck in traffic songs.
Okay.
And they're a bunch of lame ones.
Yeah.
Of like pop songs and some different things. It was just like.
No, you didn't need
I
that.
Don't know. I didn't. I'm looking for songs that are rock songs.
Okay.
But. Sort of non-aggressive, sort of take your mind off of the world.
To chill you out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
I actually sometimes when I'm really stuck in traffic, mm-hmm. when it's really, I actually have a classical playlist.
Do you? Classical? I was going to ask you to add to it with classical.
Yeah.
What is yours?
It's a bunch of classical stuff, but then there's this one as well that I love listening to. And in traffic, it keeps me calm. It's called Dusk, and it's by this band.
Oh, okay.
No, Pressure Drop. It's just sort of drum and bass sort of stuff.
So it's not really like a soundtrack, which you love, too.
It's close, though. It's very, very close.
Here was my list that I put out on Twitter. Dream On by Aerosmith.
Perfect.
That seems like the kind of song.
Yeah.
Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits.
Right.
Watching Me Fall by The Cure. Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Like a weird mix of music to take your mind off of traffic.
I would think maybe Miserloo would be good from Dick Dale, you know, because you're going to finally get out to the ocean, so you'd need that sort of ocean sound.
Somebody suggested Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's
especially
a good one.
Especially the mellow version. There's a couple versions of that song. But
Groovin' by the Rascals. Got a lot of requests. Some people got it, some didn't.
Right,
Limp Bizkit break stuff. No,
no, you want to calm.
Calm stay yourself. Calm.
You want to. It's almost like you're having a massage there while you're stuck in traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
So 818-955 KLOS. If you can think of songs that will take your mind off of what's going on right in front of you.
Yeah, something really chill. You could have it on in the car and not start squirting.
It doesn't have to be this chill.
Right, this is chill, man.
This is sleepy time
music.
This will
turn you down.
No, this will turn me off.
Good stuff, though. All right, 818-955-KLOS. And by the way, we're in the middle of a Foo Fighters twofer, so enjoy. Where has that song been hiding, the Fighters Foo, in a twofer? That is Shame Shame on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about stuck in traffic playlists. I found a bunch, but they weren't good and they weren't rock music.
Right.
So that's sort of what we're looking for. 818-955 KLOS. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. I heard somebody mention a drum and bass song, so I figured it was open to like maybe EDM stuff.
Any type of song, yeah.
Sure.
Cool. Charles the First. It's called The Ascent.
There you go.
Charles the First. What is it called?
The Event.
The Event.
The Ascent.
The Ascent.
Ascending.
All right.
Ascending.
I'll check it out. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, who's this?
Kevin and Sluggo? Who are you looking for?
Oh, I was just making sure I was really talking to you guys.
Yeah, it's us. We're talking about Stuck in Traffic playlist. What do you got?
Something in the Way by Nirvana.
Oh, nice.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's very good.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for coming. Not Territorial Pissings? Which is one of my favorites. A little chill. That's not very chill.
It's not chill enough.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. Stuck in Traffic playlist. Yeah.
I got a chill song that Time Passages is pretty cool.
Oh, Alan Parsons Project.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't think of that at all.
Time Passages. That's not Alan Parsons. That's
Cat Stevens.
No, that's not right either. Time Passages. It's Al Stewart.
Wait. Oh, Al Stewart, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
No, we're all wrong.
None of us know what we're talking about.
Think a bunch of DJs that have some clue of the song title.
None.
You had said this one, right? Dream On is one
it's
of your...
the first one that came to my mind.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So we're still looking for songs to chill you out in traffic. A playlist, 818-955-KLOS. Yeah, I'd be chill if I was hearing that in traffic, I think.
Right?
That would help out.
I don't know. I just think it takes your mind off of what's happening.
Right.
Takes you away someplace.
Yes, exactly.
Talking about Stuck in Traffic playlist. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you looking for a good long song to chill you out in traffic? I'm in traffic, man.
Stuck in Traffic playlist, yes.
Yeah, Achilles' Last Zeppelin. It always takes me out.
Oh, nice. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great suggestion.
Where are you stuck right now?
Oh, I'm on Sepulveda Boulevard. I'm coming from Beverly Hills all the way to Granada Hills, and I'm almost there.
That is a hell of a drive.
Yes, it is.
Sepulveda.
405, not worth getting on, huh?
Never.
I drive it every day.
All right, damn. I gotcha.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Stuck in Traffic playlist.
How about Little Island in the Sun?
Oh, Weezer.
Weezer.
My God, yeah. I thought at first you were going to say Islands in the Stream, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
I was just about to buzz you.
I'm about to have a real word with you, sir.
I'm going to call up and say Dolly Parton.
Well, that's what we were afraid of.
But yeah,
thank you. I'm glad you did.
Islands in the Sun, that's a great idea.
That's a great suggestion.
Right on,
thank you.
Thank you, dude.
KLOS, hello.
This is Sam.
Sam, hold on.
This is the Armenian comedian. I bet he'll have a suggestion or two.
He won't, but he'll have a joke.
To me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain.
Yeah, this is funny.
Kevin, you tell me that's Ralph Garman's favorite song?
He loves it. He can't get enough.
Big Bon Jovi fan of Wanted Dead or Alive?
Can't get enough.
Oh, that one's for you, Ralph.
It is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. There's a weird story about the Secret Service deleting their texts.
Yeah, that's not suspicious at all.
From January 6th.
And there's no way to get them back. You know, but if we come for you, we'll find every text you ever even thought about writing.
It's a bizarre story because... they actually said to the Secret Service, make sure that you don't delete anything. The story was somebody came and gave, it was the assistant to his President Trump's chief of staff.
Right.
And she said that he, A, pulled the wheel. He wanted to go to the Capitol.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Pulled the wheel of the car and then choked his Secret Service
agent. I remember hearing that at the time.
Yes.
Like, not only just recently, but at the time.
So Congress was like, hey, how about some texts from that time?
You guys must have been chatting about that a little bit.
And it turns out, this is Trevor Noah from The Daily Show addressing.
The Secret Service has been all over the news because the January 6th committee wants to know what information they have about President Trump's actions on the day his fans went tailgating in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Tailgating.
So the committee told the Secret Service, give us all the text messages that you guys were sending that day. But the Secret Service said this.
The Secret Service says it cannot recover the deleted text messages from January 5th and 6th of last year. The Washington Post is reporting the agency has no new text to provide to Congress and that any other messages exchanged between agents around the time of the attack were purged.
The Secret Service claims these messages were erased as part of a device replacement program. Adding any insinuation that the Secret Service maliciously deleted text messages following a request is false.
See, now, the first thing I thought was, well, they probably, if they purge them, they just do it on a regular basis. Like, I don't keep all my emails.
There's,
but that's what they're saying?
That's what they're saying.
They're changing the devices?
Yes, that's what they're
saying. Wow, what a load of crap.
Yeah, and I don't believe it 1%.
No, of course not.
Not 1%.
No. And I could come up with a better excuse than that.
I mean, I'm sure they have ways we don't know of to delete stuff if they need to.
Oh, I bet they do know how to make that disappear forever.
They sure didn't do it this time.
Those Secret Service texts are gone, gone, gone.
This is so sad. The Secret Service lost all the texts from January 6th because they were doing a device replacement program. What a perfect, I mean, terrible thing. And you know, it's interesting how they're saying, once you delete a text, there's no way to retrieve it. Yeah, once they delete a text, it's gone. Because best believe, if any of us lost a text, the Secret Service would find it. Yeah. They would find the shit out of it. The real question we should be asking is, why are they even texting? Imagine this, the Capitol was being overrun by a mob of Facebook comments come to life. People are trying to hang the vice president, and the Secret Service is texting? Guys, what is this thing for?
Okay, stop it right there.
So he's saying, he's talking into his sleeve.
Oh, yeah, like, right.
What about the microphone with the earpiece?
Exactly, yeah, where we all talk to each other immediately.
Right. That's how they would have communicated.
They're going on their phone like a 16-year-old girl going, oh, I can't believe what's
exactly.
happening.
Exactly. Wow. Are you back? You, the vice president is in Asia. Sorry, autocorrect. I meant danger. The vice president is in danger. Send back. Never mind. The problem solved itself.
I mean, honestly, come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's no way. I'm sure someone, a little tech background, be able of to course. Find those. Well, like we say, that was probably maybe true.
We'll talk to our expert in a second.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
see if that's possible.
All right.
Is it even possible that they lost?
Is this Trixie? Or,
yeah, Trixie.
She actually works for a major company. The IT person has all the inside info on this
and
stuff.
Yes,
exactly.
And we'll talk to Trixie next.
One of so many good songs on that album from Wolfie, Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, that is Epiphany on KLOS. He's been doing some very interesting interviews lately. If you would really like to know more about him, dig into his social and see some of the stuff.
Including why he doesn't play Van Halen
stuff. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, yeah, very interesting stuff.
Let's talk about the Secret Service some more. So they, apparently the U.S. Capitol made requests of them, Congress made requests of them, don't let anything happen to those text messages.
I mean, of course, it's an investigation. That's what happens to everyone who gets involved.
And they said, oh, those texts.
Oh, gall darn it. You know, gosh, we decided to get away from Betamax and move up to the new version.
That's what they said, in effect. Yes. So we have our computer expert, Pinky, also known as Trixie.
Pinky.
Hello.
Hi there. Is it possible the Secret Service lost those texts and they're not recoverable?
Yeah, that's the most important question. Not recoverable.
Cover up. Excuse me. I had something in my throat there.
It sounded like you coughed cover up.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me and to the Secret Service who are listening right now.
Right, sure.
I've got to tell you guys, though, this to me sounds fishy. And I say that because I've done this work for 15 years, and I've recovered numerous deleted text messages.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And you have to know with the Secret Service, they have to keep aggressive records, I would think.
They must have the most amazing system of them all, no matter even if they ditched one and went to another.
Oh, absolutely. And I think even when they turn in their phones, they have to back up the phones to some sort of internal system.
Sure.
Prior to turning the phones in and getting them wiped. So here's the thing, though. I don't think that they were texting just regular iMessage back and forth. I think if they were texting anything related to this, it was through like an app like Signal, because those are completely encrypted and they won't be able to recover those. So those are very, very difficult to recover. But if it's just a regular message, yeah, those can be recovered. And unless they're overwritten by new data.
Well, that's not what they were saying. They were saying that they migrated to a new system, quote unquote.
Yeah, have you ever run into that where your client has moved on to a new system and, oh my gosh, the old system, well, it just all went away. Poof.
Everything's gone.
Has that ever happened with you?
From reading it, it sounds like they migrated to a new system, but they would have all their data back on these phones.
Right.
So like when you get like a new phone updated, you know, from like iPhone 12 to 13, let's say, and all your data gets pushed onto that new phone, you don't lose any of it.
Exactly. Right. And I'm always very happy about that. Yeah. It's all right there ready for me to go.
Right. And it sounds too like they were saying that some of the data got lost and it just so happened to be January 5th and 6th when all the data was missing.
Isn't that crazy?
When you're dealing with this kind of stuff on a regular basis and keeping the president safe, wouldn't you kind of think, you know, I'm tired of hearing flimsy excuses from people and come up with something better than that?
I mean, exactly. At least like aliens did it or something.
Right.
That sounds more reasonable.
Once in a while, something like this comes along where you go, okay, I know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
They're hiding these from Congress because they're trying to protect
the president for whatever reason.
And blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And you know that it's false. You just know it's false.
Patently false.
Completely false. They're recoverable.
I don't think we could get away with something like that.
No, of course not. We're not the Secret Service. Of course not.
Well, are you willing to help them dig out these messages, Trixie?
Hire me so I could stop working at the bars at night.
There are so many covers of that song, White Room, but I like that one in particular, Apocalyptica. with Jacoby Shaddix.
Sorry, that is a good one.
Yeah, good stuff.
It is 95.5 KLOS. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. As you just heard in One American Dollar, I couldn't guess three of the top five ticket-selling bands of the last four decades.
Turns out to be a little harder than you would expect, actually.
I got two of them because I didn't think of U2.
Who? I haven't heard of them.
Or Elton John, who I'd seen many times. A study in England is checking out the happiness and productivity of a four-day work week. You get 3 days off per week. We took a bunch of calls for an hour, and everybody we talked to worked less than 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, they're already there. You people are already there.
You and I are losers.
And you people rule. All right, I got to get out of here and go pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
It's been a while since I've been to Disney California Adventure.
Wow, I love it down there, actually. I really like that side of the park.
I've not seen Guardians of the Galaxy, for example.
I haven't been in it.
A movie series that I love.
Oh, me too. Big time.
And it's supposed to be a great ride as well.
Of course, man. So, that building is just so damn cool.
I can't wait for that.
Whatever's in there is going
to
be good.
We have a 4-pack of tickets for you to join us right now if you'd like to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. We have a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park.
And that'll be after it's closed and everybody else has been thrown out.
On August 25th, be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, who's this?
This is Jesse.
Jesse, have you been trying to win these Disney California Adventure Park tickets?
I can't tell you how long I've been trying to win these tickets.
Well, the long wait is over.
You are caller 13, which means you win the tickets.
No way! Get out of here! Oh, my God. This has set up my week for the next month.
Nice!
Fantastic. It happens on August 25th. Everybody else gets thrown out, and our listeners are there, and it's going to be a great party. It's a 4-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. You have 3 other people you can bring?
Oh, absolutely. I have about 100 other people I can bring.
Let them all fight for the tickets. Let them tell
That's
you.
That's a great idea. Get the ring, and last man standing goes with you.
There you go.
To the dip.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
You really need to be there. You need to join everybody after everyone else has been thrown out of the park.
I have not been to the Avengers campus either yet, and I love the Avengers movies, so I'm looking forward to that. It's KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have a 4-pack of tickets. If you want to join us on August 25th, call now, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Caller 13.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, it's Mark.
Mark, would you like to join us at Disney California Adventure Park?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You are caller 13.
All right, cool. Thank you.
That means actually awesome. You have to, since you won the tickets and like some family emergency or the world explodes, doesn't matter. You have to join us because you're caller 13.
I will definitely will.
It's a strict contract.
It's a very strict contract.
You get a 4-pack of tickets. You have 3 people you can bring?
My wife and 2 kids.
Perfect. It's a shame you don't have the 3rd kid to make them really work for it.
Or make one of them, stay home.
Damn. I'm gonna take the 2 best of you between now and August 25th.
Fight. Well, congratulations.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Speaking of California.
Time to call now. We'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. You get a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, August 25th.
Be there.
Good luck.
That's what scientists call a staggered twofer. Did the last
Scientists
one.
Call it that?
Yeah, it's a whole paper on it. They've done all sorts of studies. Yeah. First, Van Halen before the exciting commercial message, and then a second one for you. A second bonus one for you.
That's how we work. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some music in a second, but first.
Oh, yeah, we have something to give away.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Oh, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Cindy, you're caller 13. Oh.
Did somebody just goose you?
Thank you.
You won a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park happening on August 25th.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I've been trying.
Even your dog is excited.
I know.
What's your doggie's name?
Mocha.
Mocha, what a good dog.
Down, Mocha. Down. Sit.
Hey, stop trying to drink Mocha.
Roll over.
Anyways, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, I guess after a heart-shaped box is a good time to talk about this.
Sure. Blood. It is the 41st annual KLOS Blood Drive. It is coming up this weekend.
That's this weekend.
The 5th and the 6th.
Dang.
Over a dozen SoCal locations. All donors that book an appointment online, which you can do right now, will receive a limited edition 41st annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt.
People love when you're wearing those things, too, man. They always comment on them. It's very cool. But I'm seeing, like, Santa Monica, Long Beach, Santa Ana, and Woodland Hills are very slow. Like, not enough people have signed up for those four areas here in Los Angeles.
So, what are you guys doing? I assume we have plenty of listeners there who can do that.
Yeah, hook
and
that up.
Probably are maybe in the back of your mind planning on doing the blood drive. Just haven't set up a time
yet. Get it done. It's this weekend.
So do that. Go to redcrossblood.org, redcrossblood.org, and search KLOS to find a location near you.
Robert Zimmerman changed his name legally and officially on this day in rock in 1962, thus becoming Bob Dylan, the king of rock and roll. Elvis Presley, old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, Queen, and Elton John had to take a backseat to the Beatles on this day in rock in 1998 when they were named a favorite recording artist of all time by a music poll conducted by Mojo. The one and only Weird Al Yankovic scored his very first chart-topping album on this day in rock in 2014. Mandatory Fun went to number one on the album charts.